What it is? It's your boy, your boy. Coming back one more time with that wild Cliff Notes for the Bible, for a real nigga? Yeah, like that, man. Just want to say I appreciate everybody for listening thus far. Hope y'all been enjoying it. And we're about to get into, I want to say, chapter 21. Yeah, this is the official birth of Abraham's child. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to get into chapter 21 because it's 21 got, it's pretty, it got some things in it. Besides, you know, that's the big thing, you know, but it's still some other parts to it that we're going to cover as well. So, go ahead and get started, opening it up with a prayer. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be here today. Humbly, I come to you, O Lord, to just continue to strive in you, O Lord. Continue to encourage people to pick up that book, Lord. May the stories be vivid for them, O Lord. Just continue to help me, you know, just go at it, O Lord. Just, you know, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but the one who endured to the end. And I really want to make it through to Jesus and through the whole Bible. And I know it's not about, you know, because I know I'm fumbling with certain stuff. You know, I may not be the most eloquent speaker and things of that nature, but I'm treated like ball, you know. I'm going to keep shooting. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the more chapters, you know, I shoot out, the better I get. You know what I'm saying? Just keep shooting. Because if I'm striving in you, every shot go in. It might not. It might roll around the rim a few times. Might bounce around and rattle around. But if I'm doing it in you, it goes in because you allow the rim to be a little bit bigger for us. But I appreciate it, man, and I just want to keep shooting till my form get to the point to where I know it's going in. All's net, you feel me? Keep my form going, keep shooting till it's like I can shoot with the other hand too. Just keep shooting, Lord, until the point to where I let one hit the rim every blue moon just to show people I'm human. But that's all they gonna get, because I'm gonna just keep shooting. And I know if I need repetition, it's one of the biggest teachers you give us of learning. So I'm learning through this process just like people learning as well. But just continue to help me grow, man. Continue to help me to reach, you know. Son, you know, good, bad, and ugly, Lord, I take it all in, man. And you just make sure, I just want you to walk with me, Lord. If I could have you walk with me through the whole process, I'd be okay. I appreciate it. I love you. All the glory and honor shall be thine. Praise shall always be yours. It's these and many more blessings, your son, in Jesus' name. Anything I forgot, help me out. These and many more blessings, son, in Jesus' name. Amen. All righty. That is one. Second part is the title. You feel me? I gotta get the wilding in this thing before we get to talking about this thing. You feel me? Yeah. We are in chapter 21. I wanna make sure I cover everything that's in chapter 21. Alright? But chapter 21 starts off with, so I had to get a good pull. Been a long day today. Need this one. It starts off with the birth of Isaac. All right? Right now, he's still chilling in the land where King Abimelech is, okay? And like God said, around the cycle of life, Sarah had a son. Yes, she did. Went through all the child labor, child pain. And he made it. He was a healthy baby boy. And she made it. Hell, she a healthy 99-year-old woman who had a child. You feel me? And everybody was excited, man. It was a great thing. You feel me? Great day. Just like God said. And Abraham, when the child turned 8 days old, you better believe he circumcised him. He got rid of the turtleneck. He circumcised him when he turned 8 days old and everything. And Sarah was very, very excited. You know what I'm saying? Because Abram also named the child Isaac like he was supposed to. You feel me? Which means laughter. And, you know, Sarah was kind of soaking all that in. Because there's a part where it's like, who would have thought? Who would have really thought, for real, that Abram would have a child at 100 and his wife at 99 would have a baby on her titty? Oh, man, this is crazy. This is crazy. Like, what she said, giving the child suck. What is the child sucking on? This is way before all the processed shit with the milk and everything, Similac shit like that, nigga. You got to get it from the titty, nigga. Titty milk, cuz. So she was like, hey, I'm giving them titty milk. And look, it ain't dust. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It was happy. Everybody was, you know, everybody was in a good mood because the people, you got to realize, it's people that been riding with Abram for this whole 25-year span, cuz, for real. You know what I'm saying? So they're extremely excited. You feel me? Just like, I'm pretty sure, you know, like we said, the age of 26, and it's 25 years later. You know, Abram's 51, and Sarah's 50. You feel me? Who would think? You know, it's possible nowadays. You know what I'm saying? But for this to be their first child and to try that many times, you know what I'm saying? That's the shit right there. To be trying that many times where he's like really nothing in the pussy and, you know, nothing going down, and to have a healthy child. Because, you know, that'd be one of the first things you think of is complications. You know, if she does get pregnant and they didn't try so many times. But this is God we talking about here. And God do everything for a reason. And what God said he'll do, he does. You feel me? So she had that child. Everybody was enjoying it. All the people was enjoying it. When the child got to an age where the child was weaning off the titty, which basically kind of means child got his own mind. He ain't got a hair. He going to do his own thing. He don't need everybody to do stuff for him, kind of when they start walking and stuff like that. So it was a celebration, you know what I'm saying, for the weaning of the child. And, you know, I think the H in Hagar stand for hater. I really, really do, man. I really do, cuz. Alright. Now, Ishmael is the one who get called out on the dumb shit. But Ishmael is 14 years old, cuz. He is not a grown man. You know what I'm saying? Saying this shit or doing whatever the fuck he was doing. You feel me? And once, because I just think she be in folk ill. You feel me? And the way she play stuff sometimes, man, you going to see God is in the child more than it is in the mom. And that's crazy. But this is Abraham's seed. You feel me? If this is a man's son, even though that's not the child that God promised him, it's still my son. I still have a responsibility in my heart, especially him being the man of God, to make sure that is the older he get, the more I give him about who God is and how much he love him and how much he willing to work with him, you know? And I'm telling you, man, God awesome, man. He really, really is. So Ishmael kind of was making fun, you know what I'm saying, was probably making fun of, you know, Sarah when she said, did it get milk? Did just act like the baby, like, and, you know, folk laughing and shit like that, drawing attention. And how I got probably one who instigated, like, who she thinks she is? She thinks she doing something. She still old, and she still... Look how long it took her to have a child, man. If God didn't help her have a child, she still wouldn't have a child right now. I mean, like, and the son, he in this. And he, you know what I'm saying? He in, like, a teenage phase. Because, like, when you a teenage, man, you'll say little sly, slick jokes like that for attention, for the ha-ha, for the laughs, you know what I'm saying? And shit like that, you did. And he said some shit for the laughs, you know what I'm saying? And Sarah wasn't feeling that shit at all. The Bible said he was mocking. So he was probably, like I said, he was just doing something that she was doing, just making fun of, imitating it, you know what I'm saying? In a little, probably old voice, because, you know, Sarah 99 and shit like that. And she was like, Abram, kick this blind woman and her son out this bitch. Yes, they will not share the air. You know, that vine woman son ain't sharing the air with my son. No, not with Isaac. Kick their ass out. And then you see, I let a few of them slide. He been sitting over there saying shit all day. And I know it's because of his mama has that he been sitting over. Because I heard her, but I see her over there. I don't know what she's saying, but she always... I don't appreciate none of that shit. And none of that shit, guess what? You got to get the fuck out. And you know what I'm saying? Like, Abram was kind of like, you know, that you know what I'm saying? That kind of struck a nerve. That hurt him a little bit, man. Abe didn't want to kick his son. I mean, like, you know, like I said, the boy probably 14, just joking. Didn't mean nothing by it, for real. But, like, I don't think it was so much of the son as it was the woman that the son was from. You know what I'm saying? And the situation of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that situation, you know, for a woman, I don't think that would be a situation that too many women would find comfortable to be in, especially if it's from a woman who, like, if Hagar, that's why I feel like she was a hater, man. She couldn't get over that hater spirit because you're around, like, Abram is initially the family that everybody starts off with, like, churches and God and stuff like Abram disciplining and his love for God is what initially starts a lot of this stuff with how we see the structure of religion, quote unquote. You know, I never understood religion, never really liked it, because the word itself doesn't have anything to do with God. It has to do with a continuance of doing something, but it's not really giving God his due credit. So, but anyway, you know, it's the way that we, you know, some people know. If you talk about religion, you're talking about God. So, kind of for them people. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Abram, he's giving out good word for all of his folk. He was doing it before he got the child. And having a child, it just make you want to give a little extra to him, because God, he heard the promises that God told him about him making him a great nation. He preparing him for that purpose, you feel me? And at 14, to just have to, like, you know, hit the road like that with a mom who gonna show that she clearly, she didn't show one time, she clearly does not know how to make it on her own. She runs somewhere and she go boo-hoos the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? And usually had to have like an angel or somebody to come calm my ass down. She doesn't know how to be on her own. You know what I'm saying? And that's a tough thing when it's, now it's finna be him and his mom. And that's the example that you gotta have for it. But I'm telling you, I truly believe Abram gave him enough of that God in him. You feel me? Because I just do, man. I just really believe, hey, that's what Abe, and that's his son, man. And then he said he wasn't, he was hurt, man. He was kind of vexed about the fact that he got to kick his son out. Even the bond woman, because Abram loved everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's just a mutual love. You feel me? he wanted her to know she a bond woman at the end of the day when we was talking about it in chapter, was it when Sarah kind of slapped her around and shit? I want to say that was 16. Yeah, I want to say it was 16 when, yeah. So he just wanted her to know that she was just a bond woman, man, but he loved her as a bond woman. You feel me? Not as like, oh, you're the mother. He loved a child, I believe, way more than he loved Hagar. You feel me? Like, that's a piece of him. You feel me? Like, so, I mean, but he had to kick him out. You know what I'm saying? He had to kick him out. Sarah wasn't too happy with whatever type of mocking Ishmael was doing. So he kicked, but he kicked Hagar out too. So it's like, to me, the boy 14, so it's off the teachings that he get, you know what I'm saying? And mom is the first line of teaching for him because, you know, pops got, you know, Isaac the primacy and a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? The entrepreneur and all this stuff, he got to take care of stuff. So he's not always going to be the first line, but he's going to be a strong one. And you're going to see when they get kicked out, how strong I believe him and Abe connection was because of how Ishmael responded and being in the situation. Not Hagar. Hagar responded to the situation fucked up, like, for real, for real. So, the next morning, I guess, you know, they let him chill tonight, you feel me? But that next morning, he gave him like a, you know, they say like a, pretty much like a loaf of bread, you know, a bottle of water, man. Kind of sending them on their way. I don't even think they got no camel, no horse, no ass, no jackass, none of that. They on foot. One bread loaf and motherfucking water. It's crazy. And they ended up being in the wilderness. You know, they went through the wilderness. I want to say Beersheba or something like that. You feel me? They probably getting deep in there. And the water gone, cut. The bread gone, because they splitting that between two people. You feel me? And you know, it's hot out there. Ishmael getting a little, you know, he ain't never had to take no journey like this before, you feel me? Not without just on one loaf of bread and some water, you feel me? Think he got a little dehydrated, and Hagar got nervous, because, you know, maybe feeling lightheaded, dizzy, wanted to pass out a little bit, so she put him off in some bushes, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of, maybe, you know, told him, I'm finna go get some water for you, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go find some water and I'll be right back, okay? And, but the way the Bible is explaining it is that she put him in a place where she didn't want to see him up close die. She was pretty much finna let the child die, for real, for real. Like, the way the Bible putting it, like, that's what I'm saying. Hagar, man, like, She does not get any votes from Mother of the Year. Like, none. What's so motherfucking ever? I mean, but this is where I believe the connection with Abe and Ishmael was strong, because Ishmael is the one that cried out to God. They don't really get in detail of what he said, but I truly believe he cried out to God and asked him to help. He just asked him for help. And the reason why, because Hagar started, she put him in the bushes a little bit and started going like a little distance, like, it say like a, it was a pretty good distance, you know what I'm saying, from him. And the angel of the Lord called out. He ain't visited this time. He just called out to her like, Hagar. What hell is thee? Hagar. Yeah, there it is. Hagar, what hell is thee? You know what I'm saying? Why you tripping, man? What's wrong? And, you know, he said, God heard the lad right where he was. You feel me? He heard him right where he was. That what made me feel like he called out to God and like, I need your help, Lord. We out here. You said you'll make a great nation to me, because I'm pretty sure Abram told his son what God told him, you know? And he called out to him. I just don't really know what he said, but I know in his heart he was calling out to God to help. Because the angel of the Lord said the Lord healed the lad right where he is. And he told him he's going to make a great nation of him. It's going to be okay. You feel me? And when she stopped crying and she looked up, she noticed a well that was in front of her. So she quickly ran over the well, filled up the water, and gave him some water. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they lived their life in the wilderness, you know what I'm saying? And he became an archer. You did. And I think we could kind of relate that in today's time, you feel me? Because they did say Ishmael was a righteous man. So, regardless of him being an archer, I don't think he pulled it out unless he had to. Because he believed in God, you feel me? He just, you know, him and Sarah probably weren't cool like that, you feel me? And it was probably all the strength of Hagar, you dig? And, you know, stuff happened for reasons, because I'm telling you, God don't, especially if you're walking that close with God, stuff happened for reasons, man. Because God, Abram didn't want to do it, but God told him to, you know what I'm saying, listen to your wife, man. Go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, send them on their way. But don't trip, because I told you, I'm going to make a great nation of them. He's going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? And he was. He became an archer. His mom got him a wife from out of Egypt. You know, they ended up living in the wilderness of Paran. The reason why I say it could relate to today's time, because Ishmael was a righteous man who, after 14, can honestly say he ain't never had no, what we consider a silver spoon in his mouth. Being in the wilderness, that's kind of like being in the hood, you feel me? He got to cross lion, tigers, and bears and shit just to get shit to eat for his fam. And in the hood, you can kind of come across street lion, tigers, and bears just to go get groceries, you feel me? Just to go, I mean, when growing up, going to school, I seen a few lion, tigers, and bears that, you know, it's just like, it's crazy. But he grew up in that environment, and being an archer is kind of like being a gunman, so he was nice with that pistol. And one say he was an archer just for the sport. That nigga was nice with that shit. Like, he could probably shoot two of them at one time and hit both targets with the shit. Like, the nigga was nice at archery. And he was a righteous man, and he lived in the wilderness of Paran. And God did make a great nation of him, you know what I'm saying? So that's one part of 21. But like I say, 21 has more to it, you feel me? So after that had happened, I want to make sure I don't want to miss nothing. Yeah, I talked about Ishmael. Okay. So I do believe the next thing that happened is that it was some folk in the land, right? And they came acting like they were from the king, you feel me? Basically. And they took a well of water from Abraham, cuz, you feel me? But before that, him and Abimelech had talked before that. Yeah. Okay. Wanna make sure I get it right now. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Abimelech and him talked, and he was like, you know what I'm saying? We could tell that God has been blessing you, dog, and all that you do. Like, every business that you got going, man, prosper, because we can see God walk with you, you know what I'm saying? And we ain't even going to talk about sports, because you beat our ass in every fucking sport we play. Like, but anyway, God walk with you, man, and we see it, man, and we respect it, man. And we want to make a pact, man, between you know what I'm saying, and us, man. Like, for you, and not just you now, you, you know what I'm saying, for me, my son, my grandson, shit, my great-grandson and great-great out, I want to make sure that we ain't going to have no more of them motherfucking, like, brother-sister scams, or you ain't going to try to pull no wool on my eyes or deal falsely with me, man. You going to keep it 100 with me, because I've been keeping it 100 with you, man. You know what I'm saying? And if you keep it 100 with me, man, you can dwell in this land and I want you to continue to prosper, man. And Abraham said, I got you. I promise, bro. That's something I can do right there. That I make sure even to teach Isaac and my seeds, you know what I'm saying, to make sure they respect you. All right, and that cool. But we will get in the later chapters as well. He might have taught it to him, but motherfuckers is hard-headed. You know what I'm saying? They see what they want to see and do what they motherfucking want to do. Okay. After they did that, and, you know, Abram said, I got you. It's Gucci, man. I'm going to make sure you know what I'm saying? You, boy, you silly with the mother, brother, sister scale, boy. You still remember that shit? That was so long ago, boy. Oh, everything. But then that's when, you know what I'm saying, some people had came. Like, they was, like, with Abimelech and shit, with the king and shit. And I don't know what it is back in the day with water. But niggas love fueling over that shit. Niggas love doing dumb shit for it. Cause like water, I guess, essential motherfuckers want that shit. But you know, well, that's just kind of like having like a water line. Cause that's just yours, you feel me? And this nigga ain't from here, you know? And this nigga got this water line that just like, damn, when he ain't got to wait for water. It's just every time he put his pail down, he gets something back out there, bitch, bro. No, this ain't finna go down. So niggas acting like they with King Abimelech and shit. And we're like, King Abimelech said, man, we got to take the well from y'all, man. Yeah, no. He told us that, dog. It's in this paper right here. He's showing the paper real quick and close that hole. In that paper, see? Yeah, he said it's going to be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this our well, cuz this King Abimelech sent us, bro. We got to get this well by any means necessary. That's right. That means we have to fuck y'all ass up, getting y'all out there, bitch. Guess what? It's in the paper. See it? Yep, there it is. You seen it right there? One more time. See? Right. You seen this shit, man. It's in big letters. It's Abimelech in big letters. Look, Abimelech, good. Now, we got this well, bro, and we can take this well by any means. Like, baby, like, but, bro, I've been had this well for I don't know how long. Why you going to just take the well, bro? Abimelech sent you, cuz? You say Abimelech? Bro, I don't believe Abimelech sent you, dog. Motherfucker, we said Abimelech sent us, and they just started pushing and shoving niggas, and you know what I'm saying? They probably touched one of them soldiers and shit. Soldier gave him a good two-piece, like, pop, pop. You know what I'm saying? They be like, oh, wait a minute. Come on, man. Hey, we ain't going to start now. Yeah, because, boy, I'm going to kill you on everything. Don't get out. This is our well. King Abimelech sent us, motherfucker. Now what? Take your ass on. Come on. We going to talk to King Abimelech. We ain't going to. No. We going to do nothing to him. We going to talk to King Abimelech. That's what the real problem is. He the one who said they can get the well. I thought that nigga said he wasn't worried about the brother sisters. Ain't he still mad about that shit? Man, I'm finna go talk to that nigga. So, Abram went and talked to Abimelech, like, hey, bro, so you just got niggas who just gonna take wells by any means necessary in this bitch, huh? That's how you doing it, man? I thought you say the brother, sister, I thought we had a promise that we ain't gonna do nothing falsely to each other. Bro, what the fuck, huh? Nigga, you know how long I've been using that well, and these niggas just took us out by force, nigga. These niggas got kind of violent, got a little aggressive with us and shit like that. Abimelech, whoa, hey, hold on, cuz. I don't know nothing about that. Like, the guy that we love between them, bro, the first time that I'm hearing about this well shit is right now, nigga. For real. But okay, don't worry about it, though. What they look like? Oh, I know who exactly that is. Go get them motherfuckers and put them niggas in jail. for fucking with Abraham. That's what the nigga, you going to get your ass put in jail if you don't get the fuck on and go get their ass, put their ass in jail, nigga. My bad, bro. My bad, man. You know what I'm saying? That I promise you, I ain't even know about this shit, bro. But you see, I'm finna take care of that shit. And that well, man, you good, bro. And they be like, you know what I'm saying? It's cool, man. It's cool. Don't sweat it, man. My fault, bro. I really thought you were the one who said they had a little paper in there. They had a paper. Oh, my. That mean they finna get double time. They put, like, they had a little Bimlet. How big? Did they let you see it for long? Oh, they tried that scam before. Thank you. We finna put them up under the motherfucking jail. These niggas right here think they scam everybody. I got something for them. You finna be in a Bimlet possession now in motherfucking prison. Nah, you could tell the Bimlet, you a Bimlet prisoner now. That's what you tell niggas now. You got official papers to tell niggas that you a Bimlet prisoner, motherfucker. But anyway, man, sorry about that, man. This is all about, man. Don't even worry about the well. For real, they can have the well. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to dig me another one, cuz. So Abraham did another well. And you know what I'm saying? He got a Bimlet out there. And he was like, man, because he had to give him, like, I guess when somebody come at somebody, like, fucked up and sideways and they were wrong, they give him something as an apology as well, because Abram gave him, like, some sheep and some oxen. And I guess that's his way of apologizing, because he thought them people were with Abimelech, and he was finna get at Abimelech for that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it went with them, and he gave him some sheep and oxen. And he also gave him, like, seven type of different. I forgot what the name of the animal was. I can't lie. But it was seven of them. And he was like, what the fuck you give me these for? And he was like, man, these going to be the witness that, you know what I'm saying, this well right here I built, and this is for me. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a covenant that you know is for me. Every time you see them right there, you're going to think of me and this well, bro. So remember that, man. So we ain't going to have no more issues with no whales or no shit like that, because I ain't really appreciate it, but it's all about, you know what I'm saying? I got this one now, so good. You feel me? And the king was like, yo, that's what it is, because that's cool, man. And we can make this covenant eye to eye, you know what I'm saying? So they made the eye to eye covenant and everything that it was all about. And Abram, dwelt in the Philistine land for many days, you feel me? That's where he chilled that for a while. Him and the king were, like, super cool. Like, this, come on, man. This nigga is not from Philistine. This nigga's not even a Philistine. He's a Hebrew cut. And, to be cool with a king, like, the king personally come holler at you. Like, back then, man, you gotta be pretty big shit for the king to make visits with you like that. Or if you saying, I'm going to see the king, he let you in and even talk to him like that. Like, hey, man, hey, the nigga, dog, you feel me? You're 100 years old. You had a son. Him and Sarah had they son, you feel me? Kick Hagar and Ishmael out, but God say he do become a great nation. You know what I'm saying? He become an archer. So when you nice with that trick, man, niggas don't like that shit. So I can see why every man hand was against him, man. He a wild man. So that's kind of like being from the hood, like, when you go from the hood to the suburbs, that's like a transition, cuz, like, they don't really see you the same, man. You know what I'm saying? So I could see, you know, and back then it was more cutthroat. Like, the next door neighbor to him, I think, was Egypt. So, yeah, man, Egypt on that cutthroat shit, he ain't going. You feel me? So, because I said he was a righteous man, so I don't think he went to go look for no trouble, but he knew how to take care of trouble when it came his way. So, you know what I'm saying? We hear about that. We hear about how him and Abimelech, Cole, and shit, you feel me? That's it for chapter 21, man. I hope y'all enjoyed it. There was something in there that encouraged y'all to go pick up that book. And, you know what I'm saying? Well, we got chapter 22 next. Oh, chapter 22 kind of serious, man. Like, put this on y'all mind. 22 is going to be a test that I'm not sure anybody with kids would pass. It's going to be interesting. You know what I'm saying? But until we get it in, we're going to do it like that, though. Chill.